Yeah, Donna Marie, that's fair enough. There may be IT issues. These issues are raised all the time, and we appreciate that. But the reality is here, no more than what I'm flagging up here now at the minute, this January could be March or April, like, to be calling a spade, like. We're sitting in the situation here now. We're not even in the new centre yet. We have IT issues at the minute, either. But the reality is here, this putting it off to January, that could be April in my eyes. And that's unacceptable now at the minute, to be fair, like, with all the patients and family there and so on, elderly people, vulnerable people and so on, that they're not a revision of character disposable either. While I appreciate, yes, there's taxis available and we have a very good taxi service in Tanzania, that's unfair on people as well. These people are used to walking to their surgery and so on, and the HSE needs to pull out the stops here. Whatever's wrong with the IT end of it, say, like, Jesus, we're only in the 7th of November or 8th of November yet at the minute. Regardless what's wrong with Donna Marie, what is going to take from the 8th of November to a possible January date to fix it, like? I mean, I'm very, very concerned. I mean, like, as I said, I've flagged this up for yourselves a number of days ago. So we seem to just be beating about too much about the bush here, and I don't like it, to be quite honest with you. And I wish that they would just come out up front and say what is actually the issue.
So
buy it at all, Donna Marie, that it's going to take from 8th of November to January to sort out the IT stuff. I don't buy that whatsoever, to be quite honest with you. And if that is the case, all I can say is God help us going forward. But I'll bring up again, like I did with you the last day, I still have my genuine concerns with this new health centre opening, which I welcome, by the way, by it opening, and we all welcome it. We know fair enough this last number of weeks, there's been no shortage of effort made to keep it open and stuff and so on, etc. Various stuff. But it comes back to the one thing. Is it a case of a shortage of staff issue is really going to be the case here with that centre opening? I wonder, calling a spade, is that really the bigger problem here alongside this apparent IT issue now at the minute as well? Fair enough. But I wonder, is there really the staffing of it the bigger issue? We've seen here this morning, we have the driving test as well, and the kidney shortage staff here as well. And I wonder if this was, again, going to be the same thing going forward. Because, Donna Marie, we have the best nurses, the best doctors, professors, everything else at the minute now. They're just queuing up to jump on the boat or jump on the plane, wherever the case may be, to get the hell out of here. And that's the reality going forward. And that's not going to get any better. Like, speaking to young people as well, just out of college there the last day, they're planning for next year for holidays, like, for moving off. They're booking their tickets. They're booking their tickets 6-7 months in advance. They're able to say we're heading to Australia, Canada next year, America, whatever the case may be. These are our prime people that we need to be holding on here in this country. And instead of that, the government seems to be quite happy enough to just let them fly on past the nose away to other countries. Some may want to go by choice. That's appreciated. Everybody's done that, but not everybody wants to go. They are a cohort as well that there's no future here. We have no choice. We have to go. We're not going to get the jobs here. If we get the jobs, we're not going to get a house then. We're not going to get planned on the N56. We're not going to get the necessary money elsewhere to pay for rent and so on. This is the crazy stuff that's going on in Ireland here today. And calling a spade, Tisha Simon-Harris may very well be heading to Irish Lutheran at the minute to bring down the shutters. But I'll tell you the way things are going, bringing down the shutters, the whole country's falling apart at the minute here, as far as I see, the way things are going, Donna Marie. And it's time our elected politicians, the ones that are there, the ones actually, the TDs that are there at the minute, at the head of the house, that they start making more noise as well, because they're sitting far too quiet. And you know what, good luck to any new TDs that are coming in there, or previous ones that was there before looking to get in, because we need a hell of a shake-up in this country, and that's not happening at the minute, Donna Marie. And I just feel, myself and yourself and others, we'll be back here again in January talking about this, rehashing the same conversation over again, and I'll guarantee you the way things are looking, the health centre will not be opened. And I wonder then, will it still be an IT issue then, or will suddenly, you know what, we're not able to get all the staff we require either. Like, I hope I'm wrong. I genuinely hope I'm wrong, Donna Marie. But I have a gut feeling there's more going on here than we're being told, to be quite honest with you. And just unfortunately, once again, we here in Donegal, we're being kept a bit out in the cold, which is no good, to be quite honest with you. We spend more time in the fridge than we spend anywhere else. That's the way I feel about it anyway.